Blog Talk Radio.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Backwards,
when our backs were against the wall,
and it looked at
us.
Ball. Yes, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Today, Monday, around at 12:20, and we thank God for the opportunity to be right back here on Blob Talk Radio, and not just on Blob Talk Radio, but those that has been listening to us around the world. It is a blessing to be able to come on today. Well, I want to go into this recorded message.
Son of God, this is a parable from our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, a certain man planted a fig tree in his vineyard. Obi ena ekodia fig tree awoni bebetrum. Na abribiara ubati parabono onyame e yusu parabo editreye e hintasem. Son of God, listen to me. Bible say, a certain man planted a fig tree in his vineyard. This certain man, according to this parable, refers to God. Onyame ena edria fig tree ewoni bebetrum. So this fig tree also represents you and me. And the vineyard is the word. The man is God. The fig tree is you and me. The vineyard is the word. Nia okoko dia ni chinawame nyankupon. Nia odia ye fig tree no e chinawame me enewo. Na bobetro lusu jama asasi ana wiasia yetimui nati ye. Turn up, go listen to me. The Bible says his fig tree. Son of God, we are seeing your woman as I see your tissue and your word. No matter how rich you are, this earth does not belong to you. He owns all. Every creation has a creator. So no matter who you are, where you are, he owns you and he owns everything on this earth. Son of God, listening to me. We are only caretakers on this earth. It is not for you. It is not for me. The Bible says he went to plant a fig tree in his vineyard. His vineyard, not your vineyard. Not the president's vineyard. The creator owns all. Everything belongs to him. Son of God, anything you have now, anything you ever have, you are only a caretaker. Including your own body, it is not yours. No matter how intelligent you are, your brains are not yours. Son of God, no matter what your father left you and the document you have concerning that land, it is not yours. You are only a caretaker. Everything belongs to our maker. Think about this. No matter what you own now, child of God, they are not yours. Therefore, one day you will account for it. Every caretaker is subject to accountability. Hey, minya will tell me, we are seeya, we want to seeya. In Krofo, after we are see abomo bono, minya we are see enya wodiya. Man kase niya mi pe na mi dibi ni pedye baye, uni pedye enya wodiya. Son of God, listening to me. Understand today that one day you will account for something. Second chance. The Bible says, this man which represents God came seeking for fruits but found none. Odiani fig tree and Obai say, Anka Oba Besha say, fig tree no etimi asu abana. The Bible say, Oba Besha fig tree nisono na abebia niso. Child of God, listen to me. To live without bearing fruit is living in vain. Unfruitful life is a proof of absence of the seed called Christ. Because your seed determines your fruits. Your seed determines your fruits. To be seedless is to be fruitless. Take note of that. Oba ise ankania wedi ano oba ise se abebi wosua oba ino wenusi woso disappointment. Remember, the fig tree represent you and I. Onya mede o life na chokwa. Onya me abo mi ni awuti mi sende nyame ba fruit to bay and obeba behu. I will dear ya, would not we, dear ya, would we, about bay, and I was so, fruit to bay, and I was so. Child of God, listen to me. It will be quite disappointing that upon all what God has done and has given to you, this world, all the land, the air you breathe, and he will come and he will find no fruits. Son of God, you are too useful unto God to be useless in life. God created you for a purpose. You need to bear fruit. Son of God, when you go to Israel, it takes approximately 2 years for a fig tree to bear fruit. That is why the master, the man who planted the fig tree, came these 2 years, and when he came, he found no fruit on the fig tree. Tell them, God, listen to me. What fruit are you bearing wherever you are? What fruit are you bearing? What fruit are you bearing? If I saw bay and on young coupon on your fruit, so hey, child of God, listen to me. These 2 years, according to Peter, Bible say a day is like 1,000 years. Jesus Christ, this is a parable. What it means is these 2 years represent 2,000 years. Because according to Peter, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Take note. Yesu Christo be ukwainu go 2,000 years ago. Many are with me, and then there so pia wone nyonya ma ababai and obehusa waso. Child of God, listening to me. It is never too late. If you make up your mind, you can bear good fruits. Child of God, listening to me. Don't condemn yourself yet. You can start all over again and bear good fruits. I was emphasizing about so. Your generation is waiting for you. Boss, my brother, my sister, Ababe and a family also. Ababe and a say yes, Uba, or Bebabe who also. I have a bunny and not a papa. Son of God, listen to me. Take note of this. Victory, dear, be a one for 2 years. Apart from from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. The next tree mentioned in the garden is the fig tree. Remember, in Genesis chapter number 3, when they sinned, they went for leaves of fig tree to cover up their nakedness. So fig tree is so important. According to science, the fruit can heal. The fruit is so good for human consumption. From the roots up to the fruit, all the thing about fig tree is so important. Child of God, as you are, where you live, are you so important? Are you useful unto God? Or, child of God, you are bearing rotting fruits? Baba knows. According to science, the fruit of fig tree is smelly good. Hey, child of God, Abanijiroma Subai, who Subai ne wawono minia, e atrate mkrofo ane pomo mkrofo. What fruit are you bearing? Bible say, and the man came the second time. He came. Because he wanted to cut it off. But the dresser said, oh, I beg you. Please, you go. I will dress it. I will put fertilizer. In other words, I will dung it. I will prune it. The third year, no. Hey, uba be mu abawoso. Nasewe u abebi adia and the owa kwa ise ube cha. Yesu yo di mama ye. Yesu yo di mama ye. Child of God, listen to me. This is a second chance. I say, I will prune it. I will fertilize it. I will make sure that I will add some fertilizers so that it can bear fruits. Please, don't cut it this time. Please, I know you are a God of prophet. Please, I know that you are God who judges all things. But this time, please, just one more year. One more chance, I beg you. Son of God, listen to me. Pruning is necessary to bear fruit. And don't be here. I was saying, we in the bunny bee branches, bunny bee, every year on it, Maswaba. And you say, Udia Jamami, Mia Medica, Nami de fertilize a Bioguase, Sani Abaya, a Betimi Asu, eh? And don't be here. Waba Bonia was solo, it is because of those who are connected to. It is time for pruning. There are people who always introduce you to drinking alcohol. It is time for pruning. Not everybody who is around you is indeed for you. You need to allow God to prune. You need to allow God to disconnect you from some people. It is important. There are friends you are working with and they are introducing you to porno. It is time. There are people you got connected to and you cannot bear fruit again. Why, my brother? Why, my sister? Why, my mom? It is because of some people around you. Edumbre was a chichebiku. Chichebiku. Brother Chichebiku. Manyame wokwai. Na on chichebiku. Senebe yabeswaba. Neng choraneba. Oba, one more chance, Oba. This thing also represents attitude. You were so bambia, I was so many a mo crown cry, oh my yes, so cry, not to chef you a brabo, no waiting mass wabapa. You need to cut off certain things. For you to bear good fruits, it is affecting your fruit bearing. Am I want to miss you, Abba Paul? Subemi wa, I was send the ya brother and the ya utimi because oraneba. We are sitting na ya ni dia, na wusu ya ni dia. Wa mau time oh. Oba be che se ababa bebi wo so a. Oba o. Me mo bi anda da oba. Child of God, you have no excuse to bear fruit this time. Oyame was spell life. Hey, you were spared to bear fruit. Oh, kai bibi na womo. Accident bi anka unya boss. Oyame spell life. One more second chance. Yadie bia e kumbro de bi sa yadie no bowa wo de wan ko hospital po yame spell life e be say one more second chance obaba be shebiem anya okro kro ye bi o obi bom pa ye se o be no kra wo fi se oko kumasi aba oko no fa ba oko vota rich na ba oko isi rich na ba wenti man be biem wo hu ko yame ama o second chance. Samiri koko lebu kose obi dawa ya di oxygen yeguni so esini so oxygen o boss oxygen awudi ya utimi wumeni free no obi ya ton di amano ebi se ya di biya kano obi kikemo elbompa isi randi mami 1 minute more mami 1 hour pe mami 1 day pe enka mi life nanka mimbe fruit wenye o oko oko second chance boss yari mpe bia utosu na ususu dase anka obi nyankwe biem onyami wa spell life. Man of God, man of God, the dreams he be ground so no maybe I go so abrabom utimu so nyame and one more second chance because on bese obetwa ogusa wate ase no bese amba biema be chese waso ababa bia na. Child of God, listening to me, say yasu bia won enye nyamu anda boss obenwa ababa bi.
You're listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
All of my help comes from you. It comes from we wait on you. Father, we believe that you are granting us your perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. You are our hope. You are our strength. You are our life, Father. And so we're going to lift this together. You are my refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help, for my
God is our help. Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes towards the hills, David said, for my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Remember that when you're going through or when you need help, remember where your help comes from. And that song says, my help comes from you. And the you is God and God alone. Well, again, I want to greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray that today will be a blessed day for you and your family. And I pray that you remember these words in Proverbs chapter 4. Matter of fact, let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. And I love that scripture because it tells me something here. It says, finally, brother and sister, whatsoever things or whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there are anything worth a praise, dwell on these things. And I love the verse 9 that tells us, the things which you have learned and received and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of all peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9. Listen to the 9th verse. Peace of God will be the guardian of their hearts. That's what this whole Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, that tells us what we should be thinking about in our minds. to guard our minds. So the peace of God will guard, will be the guardian of your thoughts and your imagination. Only you must do your part. See, some things you got to do yourself. God ain't going to do everything for you. There's some things you got to do your part. And what is my part? You got to blend your mind to those things that are worthy, those things that are true, those things are honorable, those things which are pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatever thing is of a good report. He tells us to think on those things. And, you know, the scripture tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So make sure that you're doing your job by being the guardian over your thoughts and your imaginations. Watch what comes to your mind, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So my encouraging word, and this is not a message I'm going to be talking about, but this is just something that I wanted to just come out and say, is whatever you do, make sure that you keep your mind steadfast on him. For he says, if you keep your mind steadfast on me, I will keep it in perfect peace. And then the Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9 tells us that there are some things that we got to do. And that is, we got to make sure everything we're thinking about is that which is true, that thing which is honorable, that thing is which is right and pure, those things that are lovely, those that get a good report. Who report what you believe? Well, I'm going to think about the good reports of the Lord. Report that says I'm healed when I'm sick. When I'm going through my problems and situation, I think on those good reports. If there is any value, and if anything that is worthy of praise, anything that is worthy of praise, dwell on those things. What is God worthy of? He's worthy of a whole lot of stuff. All you got to do is just think about all the things that he have done for you, all the things that he's getting ready to do. That's something worthy of praise. And I don't know anybody that is worthy of praise but God himself. This afternoon, I want to talk to you for a few minutes, and I want to go into the scripture. And the scripture I want to talk about is in the book of Job, the first chapter and the second chapter. Now, I'm going to do some quoting of the scripture. I'm not going to read it because of the time, but I want to quote the scripture, and I want to kind of talk a little bit about that on my inspirational message. There are many people, when you look at the book of Job, the first chapter, many people almost might have that same life like Job did. Everything that has been written down in the Bible has been written in there for our example. This was things that people have gone through that is example for us to follow of what they did, or the results, what made them have that results. And I think that's what I need to say, that whatever results that they got, what did they do that caused them to go through what they went through, but bore a great result? They went through something when they was going through what they was going through. Well, in the book of the Bible says, when the sons of man came to present themselves, Satan came with them. And the question came to Satan, whence have you come from? The devil said, to and fro, up and down the earth. And the Lord says to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? And for the sake of time, I may say that God bragged on Job. The Bible says, the Lord says it, God says that Job was a perfect and an upright man. This is what he was telling the devil. Job is a perfect and an upright man. He loves God and he hates evil. Job was a man of integrity. Oh, I love that word, integrity. But Job was a man with integrity. A little background about Job. The Bible says in that first chapter that Job was the wealthiest man in his land. But one thing I love about Job, and I thought about this yesterday when I was in church, that all the wealth that Job had, he never allowed his wealth to keep him from serving God. Out of all the wealth that Job had, he didn't allow things to his wealth to get in his way from being a man of integrity and being a man served God. Bible says Job was a perfect and an upright man. He hated evil. He stayed away from all those things that he thought that was evil in the sight of God. Job was a man, even in his wealth, he was a man of integrity. You knew when Job told you something, you knew it was so, and how he did things, he did it well. But there came a time in Job's life that he had to go through something that maybe he did not want to go through, but in some way, when I read the scripture, it shows me that God was showing the devil what Job was made out of. What do you mean? Sometimes people talk, and I'm not trying to offend nobody, but sometimes they're not made out of nothing but a bunch of talk. The world used to say you talk a good game. That's all you do is talk. But you can't produce nothing. Sometimes it's best not to say something if you can't produce nothing. So Job was a man that the Lord bragged on. Say he was a perfect and an upright man. Hated evil. He loved God. A man of integrity. Even though he had lots of cattle, lots of animals, he was still a man of integrity. Sometimes when people get money, they become not a person of integrity. They let the money go to their head. They be all drowned in what they have. Become more arrogant when they have. Not everybody, some people. You can't say that about everybody. But there came a time when Job went through something, and God has, in this scripture in first chapter of Job, in the second chapter, God allowed him to go through. Somebody said, I don't understand why I'm going through this. Well, there are some things God permit to happen. Well, God permitted the devil to mess with Job. And sometimes when things happen to us, it looks like it's a bad thing that is going to take us out. But really, it wasn't meant to take you out, but it was meant to take you to the next level, to take you to a place where you have never been before. Oh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Even though I may be going through this thing, and this thing seems like it's going to take me out of here, it seemed that this thing that I'm going through is something that is causing me to be embarrassed. I can't pay my bills. Repo man comes and takes my car. And now people are asking me what's going on. And I don't want to tell them because I feel embarrassed. The Bible says that Job went through, if I may say, a whole lot of hell. Job probably could say he'd been to hell and back. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but sometimes you feel like the world is just closed in on you. But even though Job went through these things, and let me say if what Job went through, and it seemed like I'm not going to have enough time to really go into this whole thing. I'll finish it tomorrow. Even though Job went through what he went through, the first chapter tells me that Job lost every one of his animals. His livestock that he had was taken away from him. The thing of his wealth was all gone. In the space of just a few minutes, bad news come to Job again. Your wealth is gone. Your cattle, all your livestock is gone. It was killed. But I got some bad news, more bad news to tell you. Your sons and your daughters is gone. They're dead. I can imagine how Job felt to lose his wealth, lose his livestock, but now it's coming into my house. His kids is dead. What is the closest thing to a man's heart is his wife and his kids, his money, his home. And Job have lost everything he had in one day. But even though Job lost what he had, the devil said if you take everything away from him, he'll curse you to your face. That's what the devil told God, that if you just take all of his stuff, if you take everything he has, he won't want to serve you no more. He ain't going to want to go to church no more. He ain't going to want to serve God no more. Just take everything he has, and I guarantee you, he'll want to curse you to your face. And God told him to go ahead and do it, and it happened to Job, and this is what Job did. The Bible said Job began to worship God and said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away." How can you, at one of the lowest times in your life, and things are going from bad to worse, and you lost your kids, and you're still worshiping God regardless of what happened? It takes a whole lot of grace and strength to do that. Well, I want to encourage you that if you're going through a loss of anything, just remember that God's grace is sufficient for you, and his strength is made perfect in the time of weakness. Can I get a witness on this live radio show? Job have suffered many things. His kids are gone. Now Job had to bury his kids. All of his wealth is gone, and he still didn't curse God. See, one thing about God, he knows what's in you. What's in you gonna come out you. And you know what? When you know, most times when things come out you, when you're under pressure, pressure will show you who you really are. Oh, somebody, please listen to me. When you're going through your most horrible times in your life, and when pressure is on you, it's going to show how much you really love God. What's in you is going to come out you. And to keep the right thing in you, that's why the Bible tells us to meditate on the word day and night. Meditate on it day and night. David said, "The word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." That's why Philippians chapter 4 tells us what to think on. I already told you before I started this message. Philippians chapter 4, verse 89 tells us what we're supposed to be thinking on. Because what you think of, you become what you think of. Job, in the second chapter, his friends start saying, trying to console him in the right way, but they thought he did something. You know how when things are going good and people wonder, what did you do to cause this thing on you? He didn't do anything. He was going through something like all of us. As long as you live, you're going to go through something. But you got to know where your help comes from. That song we play, all my help comes from you. Who is the you? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the one where your help comes from. And you get to remember that God is on your side. I'll be right back in a few minutes.
Some days are weary.
Some days are weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
How many single women are here tonight? Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, single women, and say, God will get rid of your bozo so he can send you your Boaz.
Yes, God is on your side. And Job found out that the Lord was on his side. See, one thing about God, he loves us. And he doesn't abandon us when we're going through one of our rough times. And you know the good thing about it, it doesn't matter what you're going through, as Job went through one of the most horrible times. But the good thing about it is, in everything we go through, God knows what we're made out of. Oh, yes, he does. Hey, glory. He knows what our situation, and that's why he tells us, don't look to the bigness of our needs, but look to the bigness of our God. God is bigger than anything that you're going through. And as that song say, God is on your side. Well, I don't want to go into the whole message because I want to talk a little more about that tomorrow. But join me tomorrow, 12 noon. I'll be here 12 noon tomorrow. Also, let me just invite you out to our church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. You can join us Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. in the morning. Starts our intercessory prayer. We have 30 minutes of prayer in every service. On Thursday, 6:30. Starts the intercessory prayer to 6:30 to 7. 7 o'clock is our Bible study. And you're welcome to come and join us. If you're in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, the address is 1111 Russell Street. 1111 Russell Street is right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. So we see you there at 6:30 on Thursday, 10:45 on Sunday mornings at 1111 Russell Street on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. If you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-766-0335, 766-0335, and 803 is the area code. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And remember, you know, Job went through so many things. What the devil thought that he was going to do that would cause Job to do exactly what he said. Now, you notice what the devil said to the Lord. He said, I tell you, take everything away from him and he'll curse you to your face. And the bad thing is some of us, if we was went through that same thing, some of us probably would have did that. There's some people probably will never come back to church. Somebody probably blamed God. But I want to encourage you that there are times in your life that you're going to go through things that you ain't going to understand why you're going through it. But just know that God is working beyond the scene. He's working behind that scene, and guess what he's going to do? When you think he ain't going to do nothing, as that song said, when you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. I pray that short inspirational message has been a blessing to you. And if you have a testimony, don't forget you can always call into our radio station. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. Remember, that line is only for those with testimonies. That's 516-666-9901. And we'll put you live over the air. Remember, God is on your side.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I can't even turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends, 'cause they've got expectations that I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see. Glory, fire, you help me. God, help me. I thought my intentions were good. Just act like a Christian should and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But if you're not feeling my show, then how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire? Just 'cause all of the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone else that the church has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure, pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory.
Glory and fire.
did not create.
Yes, if you're going through any pressure, remember these words. God says to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God will give you rest from all the pressure of life and all those things that's trying to make you be something other than what you're not. Give it to God and let him take the pressure off of you. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is here to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. It's here to pray for you and to minister to you.
Hold you up, and in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried. I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but say. And we gon' make the body pray. I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said.
Whatever you do, and whatever you do, make sure you hang on in there and be like Job, a person of integrity, a person that loves God regardless of what going on in your life. Remember that God is your help and you can always count on him. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to us, and thank God for those around the world and those who have been listening to us in the United States. Let me just pray this prayer as I depart off the airways. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person that's listened to me, and I pray, God, the anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. I pray, Father, that you touch and minister to them, whatever they asking you for and believing you for, according to your will, I come in agreement with them, touch them, and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and I pray that you join me tomorrow at 12 noon. May God bless you. Have a great day, you and your family.
For favor, this is my season. but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
To see my
season. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say,
this is my season. For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church,
everything is working.
Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Say this tonight, real simple.